From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo brushes off poor corruption perception index score. Indonesia's economic growth to remain strong in 2023. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said in a press conference at the State Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday, Indonesia's low corruption perception index 2022 score will not affect Indonesia's investment climate. He downplayed the poor score by arguing that investors will focus more on the internal rate of return instead of public sector corruption. The president also announced that he had held two meetings that exclusively discussed the corruption perception index. He pledged that the meeting will produce reports that will be a guideline for future improvements. Bank Indonesia has projected that Indonesia's economic growth will remain strong in the range of 4.5 to 5.3% this year, given the nation's economic performance in 2022, which improved compared to 2021. In an official statement issued in Jakarta on Thursday, Executive Director of the Bank Indonesia's Communications Department, Erwin Haryono, said, economic growth in 2023 will be driven by increased domestic demand for both household consumption and investment. Next, we have good performance of the state budget succeeded in driving the 2022 economy to grow 5.3% compared to the previous year, far surpassing the 3.7% growth in 2021, according to Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati. Good performance of the state budget is apparent from the deficit recorded at only 2.38%. Amid the escalation of global turmoil in 2022, the role of the state budget as a shock absorber remains very crucial. Next, we have Indonesia that will take at least 22 years to attain the status of high-income country. That's according to Minister of National Development Planning, or National Development Planning Agency, or BAPENAS, head Suharto Monoarfa. Minister Monoarfa stated at the Open Government Indonesia 10th Anniversary Commemoration and 7th Open Government Indonesia National Action Plan launch event in Jakarta on Tuesday, Indonesia had attained the status of upper middle income country, with its GDP per capita recorded at $4,200 last year after being stuck in the middle-income trap for the last three decades. Monoarfa stressed that transformation in the interrelated aspects of governance, including institutional matters, regulation, human resources, relations between government and non-government actors, and digital transformation facets, aim to elevate Indonesia to the status of high-income country. The last national news comes from the Social Sciences Commission, Indonesian Academy of Sciences, and the Habibie Center held a national seminar on Wednesday entitled Study of Indonesian Leadership Priorities in ASEAN in the Field of Politics and Security in Jakarta. The seminar was opened with remarks from Professor Dr. Satrio Sumantri Brojonegoro as chairman of the Indonesian Academy of Sciences, or IAP. Indonesia's chairmanship carries the theme ASEAN Matters Epicentrum of Growth. The theme contains Indonesia's aspirations to make ASEAN a center for global economic growth to meet Indonesia's economic potential after the pandemic. Now we move to the international news. The death toll of a devastating earthquake in southern Turkey and Syria jumped to more than 7,800 people on Tuesday as rescuers work against time in harsh winter conditions to dig survivors out of the rubble of collapsed buildings. As the scale of the disaster became ever more apparent, the death toll looked likely to rise considerably. One UN official said thousands of children may have died. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan declared a state of emergency in 10 provinces. Rescue workers struggled to reach some of the worst-hit areas, held back by destroyed roads, poor weather, and a lack of resources and heavy equipment. Some areas were without fuel and electricity. With little immediate help at hand, residents picked through rubble, sometimes without even basic tools, in a desperate hunt for survivors. We end the news with UNESCO that will celebrate the 12th edition of World Radio Day around the theme Radio and Peace on February 13, 2023. In the context of ongoing wars in several parts of the world, an increased number of migrants due to conflicts, growing polarization in societies, and violent extremism, this edition aims to showcase radio's work to keep bringing news and entertainment to populations even in difficult situations. World Radio Day 2023 will also focus on serving people's right to information and freedom of expression without compromising journalistic principles or inflaming the public debate and holding the powerful to account. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is "The Government of Indonesia Will Never Recede from Eradicating Corruption." Indonesian President Joko Widodo emphasized that the government and #39's commitment to eradicating corruption has never subsided. According to the president, prevention efforts are also being carried out by building transparent and accountable government systems and public services. President Joko Widodo conveyed this in a press statement at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Tuesday, 7th February 2023, which was also broadcast live on the Presidential Secretariat and #39's YouTube account. In his statement, the head of state also reminded the ranks of the legal apparatus to uphold the law as fairly as possible, indiscriminately and without discrimination. He said the government would not intervene in law enforcement. "Eradicating corruption is a big job for Indonesia." Unfortunately, referring to the Transparency International report, Indonesia and #39's Corruption Perception Index was recorded at 34 points on a scale of 0 until 100 in 2022, down 4 points from 2021. This report indicates that public perception of corruption in public and political positions in Indonesia will decline in 2022. Of course, this is a record that requires greater attention. President Joko Widodo said the Corruption Perception Index, which was published a few days ago, became input for the government and also for law enforcement officials to improve themselves. For Indonesia, eradicating corruption is a common homework. Indeed, there are those who get a large portion and authority to resolve it, namely the Corruption Eradication Commissions and the Police and the Attorney General and #39's office. Each party must improve itself so that the great work of eradicating corruption from its roots can be successful. Moreover, as stated by President Joko Widodo as chair of ASEAN, Indonesia is determined to strengthen its commitment to eradicating corruption and upholding law in the region. This commitment must be realized in a strong prevention and eradication strategy. According to the president, for now, there are at least a number of things that must receive priority, namely pursuing corruptors, upholding the law indiscriminately, and zero tolerance for corruptors. What is no less important is that all Indonesian people must have an anti-corruption culture, because preventing and eradicating corruption is not only a goal and responsibility in one period, but must also be firmly embedded in a sustainable manner to make Indonesia develop and prosperous. Well, listener, that was the commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on February 8, 1942, when the city of Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan, Indonesia, was burned to the ground. After the defeat of the Allies in World War II, Japan entered South Kalimantan on February 6, 1942. On February 8, 1942, three Dutch ships entered Banjarmasin to transport all the Dutch people who had been evacuated to the island of Java. The Dutch then did the scorched earth politics by forming a special destroyer force called Algemeen Vernielingskorps. The aim was that the existing buildings and facilities in Banjarmasin would not be used by the Japanese. Banjarmasin turned into a sea of fire by dynamite explosions. Riots broke out at that time. Dutch warehouses, houses, and offices were looted, including shops and the Grand Hotel. Moving on to February 8, 1993, when a plane crashed over Iran. A Tupolev-2154 aircraft belonging to Iran Air Tours and a Sukhoi Su-24 aircraft owned by the Iranian Air Force collided in the air near Quds, Iran, on February 8, 1993. The incident killed all 133 people on both aircrafts. Iran Civil Aviation Authority concluded that the cause of the collision was a mistake by the military pilot of the Sukhoi Su-24 and an error by air traffic controllers. We end today in history with February 8, 2005, about the announcement of an end to Israeli-Palestinian violence. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon in the resort of Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, February 8, 2005, announced an agreement to end 4 years of violence in the Middle East. Abbas said the deal would lead to a new era of peace and hope. Sharon, meanwhile, vowed to stop military action against Palestinian targets after the militant group stopped the violence. Their talks were extensive, including agreements regarding the release of Palestinian prisoners and the handover of 5 West Bank cities to the Palestinian authorities. The meeting was the highest-level meeting between the two sides since the Palestinian Intifada began 4 years earlier. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Untuk saling mencintai. The non-oil and gas processing industry grew impressively at 5.01% across 2022 or higher than 2021 with 3.67%. The industry sector is the main supporter for national economic growth that reached 5.31% in 2022. That was reported by the Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, as seen on the Industry Ministry's website on Monday. Agus Gumiwang said the positive performance from the manufacturing sector is in line with the some indicators across 2022, namely Industry Trust Index and Purchasing Managers Index of Indonesian manufacturing sector, with both being at the expansive level. The Industry Ministry mentioned that the Industry Trust Index in January 2023 was 51.54, or increasing compared to December 2022 index with 50.9. Meanwhile, S&P Global reported that the Indonesian Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index in January 2023 rose by 51.3 compared to December 2022 with 50.9. Agus Gumiwang affirmed that the government stays anticipative and prepares various strategic policies to accelerate the national economic growth, one of which was by developing the manufacturing industry sector to be more productive and innovative. He added the government also aims to be a global key player for a commodity-based downstreaming industry. The government focuses the commodity downstreaming industry into three groups, namely agro-based industries such as oleochemical, mineral-based industries such as smelter for mineral and metal industry, as well as oil and gas and coal-based industries such as coal to methanol. Based on the Statistics Indonesia data, the three manufacturing sectors that support the economy are food and beverages, transportation, as well as the base metal industry. Minister Agus Gumiwang affirmed that the government aims to strengthen the downstreaming in the manufacturing industry sector. It is because the sector was proven to give a multiplier effect to the national economy, such as increasing domestic raw material value, attracting investment into the country, creating a big forex firm export, and increasing labor absorption.
Betapa ku mencinta selalu menjadikanmu isi dalam doaku. Ku tahu tak mudah menjadi yang kau minta. Ku pasrahkan hatiku, takdirkan menjawabnya. Jika aku bukan jalanmu, ku berhenti.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, Gangga Island is located in Wesley Kupang District, North Minahasa, North Sulawesi. To get to this beautiful island, you need about 90 minutes by motor private vehicles from Manado to Likupang. This island is inhabited by two villages, namely the village of Gangga 1 and the village of Gangga 2. Most of the inhabitants of this island are fishermen. Gangga Island has an unspoiled beauty. Indeed, this island is not so popular as Bunaken Island, but its underwater beauty will not disappoint. Many tourists from various regions, especially tourists, visit Gangga Island and they like diving. Its diverse coral reefs, complete with various types of marine life, make its underwater charm the main attraction. In addition to its underwater beauty, Gangga Island, which has an area of 14.65 kilometers, is also surrounded by white sand and clear sea water, which makes this island so enchanting. On the edge of the beach, there are many coconut trees that make this beachside look shady. Not many people know this island, so you can still feel its naturalness. There are various activities that can be done during your vacation on Gangga Island, such as installing a hammock among the coconut trees, swimming and snorkeling. The beauty of Marine Park owned by Gangga Island cannot be missed. Many say that this island is the most favorite location for diving. You can enjoy various marine life and coral reef directly by snorkeling or diving. For those of you who have a hobby of photography, underwater photo activities can be done to get satisfying work. Here, you can also do fishing activities. Gangga Island is location for hunting fish. There are a great amount of fish. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Lagi padamu. terjadi kepadaku. Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari angan tentangnya. Namun apalah daya ini bila ternyata sesungguhnya aku terlalu cinta dia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about stay at the hotel, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Itu Restorannya. Itu Restorannya, which means that's the restaurant. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a hotel receptionist. The receptionist shows Dev the location of the restaurant. Let's listen to the conversation.
Restoran ada di lantai ini.
Ya, itu restorannya.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Itu, itu, which means that. Restorannya, restorannya, which means the restaurant. Itu restorannya, which means that's the restaurant. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, itu restorannya, which means, that's the restaurant. In the sentence, there is the word, itu, itu, which means, that, followed by the word, restorannya, restorannya, as something pointed by the receptionist. To point something relatively far from the speaker, you can use the word, itu, itu, which means that, followed by the words which state something pointed. For example, restoran, restoran, which means restaurant. The word itu, itu, which means that, can be also placed in the end of the sentence, which has the same meaning, namely, pointing something far from the speaker. Let's listen to the other examples of pointing something. Itu koper saya, itu koper saya, which means that's my suitcase. Koper saya itu, koper saya itu, which means that's my suitcase. To point something in a polite manner, usually Indonesians use the right hand with an open palm. The gesture is made while telling about the things pointed. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Restoran ada di lantai ini.
Ya, itu restorannya.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cintai aku begitu cepatnya.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from Manado, North Sulawesi Province, Indonesia, entitled Arang Tamburung. The song Arang Tamburung is one of the most popular songs from Manado. Many people cover the song on YouTube. The lyrics of the song itself tell about a person whose heart is broken by his lover. In fact, his lover chooses him only for revenge to her ex. The lover's heart is said to be blacker than coconut shell charcoal, or in Indonesian it's called Arang Tamburung. Alright listener, here is the song Arang Tamburung by Gunawan. Enjoy!
Bikin kita begini, bepidi sekali kita ada rasa cinta yang ada kasih. Jangan dong sayang, ngana sesama kita deng orang lain yang dulu pernah dah bikin hancur ngana bermimpi-mimpi. Ya barang. Kotor nyana pe cinta, hitam-hitam
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Ada satu nona-nona di sebelah kita berumah. Sehari dia pergi berjalan, dia bermama. Dia jaga takut-takut berjalan, berjalan sendiri. Satu kali sore-sore berjalan, nyana sangka-sangka torang dua baku dapat di jalan. Tok dia pemalu, kita jaga sing-sing panona masih ada di rumah. Dia balas kamari setengah marah-marah.
Jangan ada gara-gara pak kita, nanti mama marah. Nanti kita kunci pintu.
Doe nona, capang ada begitu. Kita cuma le baku seduh. Jangan marah,
berjalan, tiada sangka-sangka. Dorang dua baku dapat di jalan, no dia be malu. Kita jaga seng-seng panona, masiar di rumah. Dia balas kamari, setengah marah-marah.
Jangan ada gara-gara pak kita, nanti mama marah. Jangan ada paksa-paksa pak kita, nanti kita kunci pintu.
Eno enona, jangan kena begitu. Kita cuma le baku sedu.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.